think we're holding at the last two words on Tesla of Mabez. So Gemara said that the according to Berchon and Reish Lakish, and Berchon and Reish Lakish, that the source of the tomb, the Xer Jabonon, is because like Klicheris. Let's do Rashi. Velo Chaytitzin. 14 lines up. Velo Chaytitzin. These are chaytits regards to tefillah. Hazefes, hamorgar, sin, and zefes, and more are chaytits bechli zchuches. Shehin chalokin, they're smooth. We know the makbid al tit, v'davar achar hanidbuk behen. Whereas, but other kelim, a person would be makbid, and chesitza is created by a combination of it covers a certain area, and the person is makbid that it's there. So an other kelim person will be makbid on the tip which is there, but on the kli zchuches the person is not so makbid because the fish and mefil me'elo, because since these things don't stick too well they fall off by themselves, but therefore they're not a chatzitza. But vahani, these things zephis and more hu the medab ki tuva, they're very they stick very very well. The kapod lie on there over there. There is a hakpada. Chaytitz ala davar hamakbid. Chaytitz is only something which a person is makbid on. So these things are something a person would makbid on. That's the mission over there. Like when you see there's a din tefillah by them, so if it's like kicheres, why is there a din tefillah? So our answer is kigon shenikvay, mitiyra mitaris kicheres. You got a hole, and a hole will remove its status of tumas kicheres. The klicheris shvirosoi mitarosoi. By breaking it, you're mitired. Then v'hitav v'soichei abor. Then he poured in some molten lead. The chosh of lead kikli matkus. And now it has a status like kli matefes, a metal kli. The kol kabolus tumosoi mishum abor hamamidoi. The reason why it's mekabel tuma now, it's based on the status of a klicheris. It's tore because it has a hole in it. His whole source of tumah is the metal there which is being mimited. He'll easily tar b'mikvah, therefore it will have tar b'mikvah. So Remeir is matame. This case of kliskuchas, where a neck of, was you made a neck of and you put in avar. Well, I mean, in botulim itaris kli, it's not considered a kli. Kishar kli cheres like other kli cheres, and nishma which is broken. The sover. It's considered a kli matkus. As I mentioned to you, so Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, which the more brings out, but the Rashi over there brings two pshatim, exactly. So what's the tum over here? What does it mean matame? The second pshat is, he says over there is, from this point onwards, it can mean mekabel tumah. So matame doesn't mean actually matame. It means it could become tame. If tumah now, it can contract tumah. Rashi's first shot over there is that it would have a locha that it's chayzer l'tumos hayishana, which we're going to learn about. That kli matechas has a locha that it goes back to its original tumah. So the Tosfos has the problem with that. Tosfos over there has a problem with it, but it was mekabel tumah. It wasn't mekabel tumah as a kli matechas. It was mekabel tumah as a kli cheres. So why would it be chayzer back to tuma? Because you put metal in it. So it's like a funny. Tarsus prefers Rashi's second pshat. So the more over here is saying, since it has a locha of kli, so therefore over here, if we can give it a locha of kli matechas, let's say it's chayzer tuma siyashana, or alternatively. It's makabel tuma kalan labua. Sir Meir would hold it goes to kula also that you can now be terrible in the mikvah. That's the case of the mishnah over there in mikvahs. Fine.
So what's when it says matarin? Why is it matarin?
Because that the kli cheres part was there broken already, and you don't define the kli based on the maimed, so it remains a broken kli cheres, so it's tor.
But So you don't say that it goes back to its Yishana to the.
Well, Tumah Yishana doesn't apply except for Bekli Metechis. Right. So it's a broken Kli Cheres, so it's torn. Okay. Elamayat, the Mercy says, okay. Now, but if the Yerachim Shlokas are correct, it's like Kli Cheres, lo litamo migabo, it should not accept Tumah from the outside. Kli Cheres has the propensity, halacha, unique to Kli Cheres, to earthenware kelim, that it only accepts tumor from the inside of the kli. All the other kelim are mekabel tumor from the outside or inside. Kli Cheres also has the halacha that's mekabel tumor from the inside of the kli even without touching the kli. No other kelim has that din. But kli Zchuchis is mekabel tumor from touching the outside of it. Alama tanan. If you're right that Kli Zchuchis is like you're saying, so why did we learn the Mishnah? It says Kli Cheres uKli Neser. Kli Neser is also a type of earth which is used to make a keli. Rashi says it's white. Min Adama Levon is a type of a white clay which is used. So you make a keli out of them. Tumas and Shava, they have the same type of tuma. That mitamen umitamen. They accept Tumah and they give off Tumah from the Avir, means the airspace inside of the base kibble. That's number one. Umitamin me'achar rehen, and they can accept Tumah from their achor. Now achor, Rashi says, means if you picture your a becher, the ones which come like with a pedestal, they have a pedestal they stand on. So that inside, which is on the bottom, that's called Acher Rehen. So it has another. Even if it's not used for kibble. Right. Right. So that Tumas Acher Rehen actually is the Rabbanon, because it's not made for kibble, but it's Metamah Me'acher Rehen. Ve'ein mitamin migabeyan, it cannot accept tumah from the outside. Ushirosin mitaharosin, and breaking them is mitire them. The Mor says, that's what the Mishnah says. And the Mishnah is going to do this, listing the various different kelim, they're different in him. So saying, this keli has this din, this keli has this din. And you notice, kli neser, but kli cheres hu demitamos in shavu, alamid echvin eloi, but those two have this halacha, which means that Kli Zchuchis does not have that halacha. Okay. Now, the Gemara says like this: Amri. Tosis actually brought a girsa of Ella. Tosis removes the word Ella. We're not letting go of the thought we said before. We're just adding another tenage. So the thought process of the Chachamim was they gave it a din of Tumah because it's like Kli Cheres. But they gave it a din of a Tumah's Gabon also once you were making the Tumah because of the fact that it's Tumah to Kli Cheres, they added the following. Kivin d'chi nishtabru yesh lehen tekono shavino kiklimatechus. Since, as opposed to Kli Cheres, when you break it, there's no way to put it back together again. And glass, you can melt down the glass and reshape a keli out of it. So in that way, it's more dumb. It's a klimatkis, the metal, which you can do the same thing also. You can melt it down and make a keli out of it again. So we're going to, even though the reason why we made the tumah, because it's made out of chol and it's like klicheris, but we gave it the property of a klimatkis, that it's makabal tumah megabon, because in some ways it parallels a klimatkis. The Mor says, okay, if you're telling me it's like Kli Matzis, so then it should have, and it has the properties of Kli Matzis, it should go back to Tumas and HaYishona. El Me'at, the Mor says, well, if that's true, Yachsuru L'Tumas and HaYishona should go back to the old Tumah, Ki Kli Matzis like Kli Matzis. So Kli Matzis, the Lacha is, if the Keli is Makabal Tumah, and you break the Keli, and you pull apart into pieces, and you melt it down, and you make a new Keli, so Deraisa, it's the raisa, it's tor. As soon as you break a keli, it's tor. Putting it back together again doesn't bring back the tumah. But mirabonon, the law is it goes back to its original tumah. So if you tell me it's like klimatis, why doesn't it have this halacha like klimatis? And the Mor is going to answer the question that the answer is probably pretty obvious. Klimatis, the tumah was the raisa to start with, so it goes to the rabbanon to go back to the original tumah. Klitzchuchas, the whole tumah was the rabbanon to start with, they weren't going to go back to the tumah. That's going to be the difference the Mor is going to say.
I understand. I mean, we're adding that it's got both klimatis and klimatis.
Right. Saying,
so then, I don't understand that other Mishnah which was making it sound like it doesn't have, it's not becoming, Al-Hirayin.
We're not saying it only has the properties of Klimatlis, it also has the properties of Klicheris, but right. We're saying that it doesn't, it's not Matam, it can't be listed in the Mishnah over there in Kalim because it's not Matam, it is Matam Megabayan. And only, in other words, that is the Mishnah is true. Only Kli Cheris and Kli Neser are not Mekabal Tuba from Megabayan, because and a Kli Schuchas is Mekabal Tuba Megabayan, so it can't list it over there. Okay. What is klimatos? This halacha that it's chayshel the tumas on yeshanot. It's not klimatos. So klimatos is going to go through the properties of klimatechos. It says shuteyan umekableyan timegin. The definition of a kli is that it has a function. That's the definition of a kli. Something which is not a kli is not mekabel tuma. Once it's a kli, it's mekabel tuma. To get a name of being called a kli, it doesn't have to have a base kibble. It doesn't have to be able to hold something in it. A pliers is a kli. It doesn't have an inside which holds something. I'm sorry? But there's a lacha, we'll see if we go along, that certain kalim, even though they're kalim, they're only mekabel tumah if they have a base kibble. Obviously, like Kli Cheres, that's going to be so because it has to have an avir. But even by other kalim, we'll see Kli Eitz, etc. There's a lacha that's only mekabel tumah if they have a base kibble. So you can have a keli made out of wood. It's a keli, but it's not mekabel tumah because it doesn't have a base kibble. Matkes, the lacha is even a pshutayim. Pshutayim means that they're flat. Whether they're poshut or whether they're mekabel, in other words, whether they have a base kibble or not, they're mekabel. They're tumah and they're mekabel tumah. It needs functionality. It has to be a kli. The definition of a kli, the same with the Gabi Shabbos, we don't define a kli by the fact that it has a base kibble. The definition of kli means that it has a function. It's utilitarian use.
Well, you know, we say that it can be used as weapons. Is it just a?
No, it has to be made for that purpose. I mean, there's part of the Olmechet Kalim is to find when, at what point in the process of making something does it become a Kli. But the fact that whether it's Poshet or it's Makabal is irrelevant. It's Makabal Tumah both ways. Nishbaru is Tiharu. If you break it, it's Tor. Chazav Asim Mehen Kalim. If you use that metal and you make a Keli out of it, Chazav the Tumas and Yishan. It goes back to its old Tumah. That's why Kli Matchis. The ilu gabe kli schuches tanan. By kli schuches it says kli eitz u kli or u kli etzem kli schuches. Kelim made out of wood, made out of leather, made out of bone, or made out of glass. Pishutayin tuherin u mekableyin timayin. If they have no base kibble, if they're flat, they're tor. If they're mekabel, if they can hold something inside of themselves, so then they are mekabel. They're mekabel. Then they're tumayin. Nishbaru tiyaru, chazav ba'asim mehen kelim, mekabel tumah mikana lahabo. So if you broke them, they become tor. If you make a new keli out of them, they're mekabel tumah from this point and onwards. Mikana lahabo in, l'mafreya lo. From this point and onwards, they accept tumah, but they do not go back to their old tumah. So Why by Kli Matlis does it go back to its old Tumah? And by Kli Zchuchis, which you're telling me, since it's like Mateches, it has the properties of Mateches, does not go back to its old Tumah. I want to add one more knach to the question. Because, I mean, why don't you ask me, you could ask me the same question, so why do you need Dafka Beis Kibbul by Kli Zchuchis? If you tell me that it has the properties of Kli Matlis, even Pshutei Kli Matlis are Mekabel Tumah. So why, if you tell me it's like Matlis, tell me Pshutei Kli Zchuchis is also Mekabel Tumah. Why doesn't the Gemara ask on, we're only asked on being Chazal the Tumas on Yishana, doesn't ask on the din of Pshutei and Taharin by Kli Zchuchis. I think the Gemara is focusing in on you told me you got it in a klimatkis is because it has takana, there's a way to melt it down and put it and make it into a keli again. That's exactly why it's like klimatkis. And a poop in that halacha by klimatkis, when you melt it down and you remake it into a keli, it's tameh, and over here it's tor. That's funny. That's what the Mora finds funny. In other words, I'm not telling you that therefore it has to have all of the properties of klimatkis and therefore it's pshutei and should be tameh. But I'm telling you, but if the whole reason why it's like Kimatlis is because you can remake it into a Keli, and by Kimatlis you remake it into a Keli, it's Tomei, and over here it's Tor, that's funny. So my answer is, Tumas Kli Zchuchis is the Rabbanon, but Tumas Yishana is the Rabbanon. The din of Kli Zchuchis is Mekabel Tumah, Midrash is not Mekabel Tumah at all. It's not Kli Cheres, it's not Matlis, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Number one. The fact that you go back to the old Tumah Yishana, you go back to the previous Tumah is also Derabbanan. So, Betumah Deraisa, by Matkas, which the Tumah was a Deraisa, Achisu Barabbanan, Tumah, the Rabbanan are going to add in the Tumah of Tumah Yishana, we'll place it in the Tumah Yishana on it. Betumah Derabbanan, if something which is Tumah Rabbanan to start with, Lechisu La Rabbanan, Tumah. So the Chama did not put in Tumah. The Mor says, okay, now the Mor is going to question Pshuteyan. The Mor says, okay, but let at least be determined to Matechus in the idea of Pshuteyan Mi Latame. To Pshutei Kli Matkus the Raisa Nino. Let it, if you're telling me that the reason why you didn't put the Tumah there is because we don't put by Kli Zchuchis Tumas Derabbanan. We don't take a Derabbanan and put a Derabbanan on top of it. But if by Matkas it's Deraisa, so why don't we at least put the Tumah Derabbanan over here of by Kli Zchuchis? Let's make it like Kli Matkas totally. And if Shita Kli Matkas are Deraisa, the more answer is no. Of the Derabbanan Hakera, Kechad Olisuf Alayo Tumah V'Kachin. The Rashi Shita is that except for the six Tumas Derabbanan which you mentioned on Tetzavah Mabez, all of the Tumas Derabbanan, there's no din. If it touches Truma, it's not, you're not sorry for the Truma. You're not sorry for the Truma. So a person needs to, we need to remind you sometimes that the Tumas Derabbanan, therefore you'll understand, you know, you add some kinach to it to make it funny, as a reminder that this is not a Tumas Deraisa. And therefore, you won't be sorry of Truma because of it.
Does that mean you're a Tola or that you?
It's Tola. No, Tola. So the Mor says, I don't want to make it fully like Kli Matkas totally, have all the dinim, because people will forget that Zchuchis looks like a fine Kaila to me, right? It's Makabal Tuma. Now it touches Truma, so you burn the Truma. No, you don't burn the Truma, because you see that it has dinim which don't seem to. The fifth had it been of the rice. Okay, that's one teretz.
So, I mean, why would you draw a distinction between just a certain Tumah Derabbanan that you would be sorry, that you would be sorry?
That is a very.
Be sorry, but it's like a concern that, you know, I guess you could. It's a derisive right there.
So that's a good question. I'm going to address the question halfway because I only have an answer halfway. It's a question which has bothered me for years. I was not able to find a thread which goes through all those these six derabbanans which occur in the Rashi. Tosfos actually said learners more than six. There's many other ones. Rashi has to answer Tosfos' kashas. But Rashi says those six, you are served truma, and all the derabbanans you're not served truma. Like, what's significant about those? Some of them I can figure out some of them. You're dealing with a via versatuma, base of pras, is it the rabbanon that got via versatuma? Okay, so maybe offer bo meir tzamim is it's a via versatuma because they give it then like a chashash, like it's like a mace. Maybe there's mace there. Okay, but the other hand, dam tavusa, according to Rashi, dam tavusa is a via versatuma, the rabbanon. And you're not served. It's very difficult. I don't have a. You start if you make a list of all the tumas to Rabbanan. Actually, there's a sefer we have, like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tuma type of a sefer. The Gevrei Mahalach LeMaisa Mashiach comes, and he makes a list of all the tumas to Rabbanan. And you know, it's a great sefer. Hard to figure out what's the cloud is, but. One thing I do want to point out is this halacha. I mean, the issur of being sarif, not clear. You know, there's no pasuk that says you can't be sarif shum. It's also to be sarif shum. But the Torah, what the source of the issur of being sarif shum is the din of mishmeres shumay soy. You have to be sharmer shumah b'tahara. The purpose of being sharmer is to be able to eat it. Right. You should prevent it from coming to me. So there actually is a Gemara that Hashem will learn one day. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. There's a Mechlokes Tanoim in a case where it became Tomei, a Safek Tumah, you know, and a Dreisel level. You know, you can't eat it because of the Safek Tumah. So is there a Chiyuv Shmir anymore? So it's also Mishnayos and Yadayim, I think, if I recall correctly. It could be that about the whole purpose of a shmira is to be able to be oichel it. Once you can't eat it anymore, one, I think, Rav Lezer and Rav Shor, I forget who says what. One of them says, good as a day, put it out in the middle of nowhere and let it, I don't care what happens to it anymore. There's no chi of shmira on the truma if I can't eat it. It's not, I mean, watching shmira, truma to make it just because of the kedusha, it's because it's for the achila. The other one says, no, you still have a chi of, because it's only a suffix tuma. On one side of the rice, it's still mutter to eat, so you're mechiyuv shmir also. I'm not sure of that. But see, if you learn, I think the pshat is that about the chomer said your toilet, which the chomer have a kayach to say that your toilet. So not being oikir the rice anymore, because once you can't eat it, the pshat tells you can't eat it. Once you can't eat it, you're not mechiyuv shmir anymore. So the rabbanon was piled in the rice. So now you're allowed to be sorry of it. That's how they had the power to create a din sreif. Why they felt with these six and not with the other ones, I don't know.
It's based upon functionality, not inherently from itself. It's based upon being
consumed. I'm not sure whether that the kedusha depends on that, but the chi of shmira of the kedusha. Depends on that. There's that machia that I'm machia to make sure that it doesn't become tamei. It's Torah now became tamei. I mean, you know, what's machayim that Bedafka have to make sure it doesn't. That the chiyuv shmir is because of the functionality. Rav Ashi. There is a din of beer truma. Actually, there's bedafka din of beer truma. That's an interesting point. We'll see in the second parak. There's a din of beer truma. You're allowed to burn it. Number one, once it becomes tamei, there's no issur. You're allowed to burn it. The chacham bedafka wanted you to burn it because he didn't want you keeping it around by mistake eating it. Just poshut, you know, keep track of this is the truma which is Torah, travel to tamei. It's not a smart thing to do. But the moral is out preferred on the pesukim more than the second parak that you're allowed to burn it, you're allowed to use it. You can use the fuel, you can use it under your pot. burn your truma, take the weed that became tamei, and use it as fuel in the, under the pot. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi answers this question, why the pshutim are tahor. The truth is, the ma'aser they're like klicheres. Therefore, the pshutim are tahor, and therefore there's no din tumah yishana. They're not klim atchus. The only question you had was why they're kabel tumah migabeyan. So you answered because they're like klim atchus, and then you had this question of tumah yishana, and you had this question of pshutim. No, they're not klim atchus. So why they're kabel tumah migabeyan? The kokash lechol lo tama migabon. They shouldn't accept tuma migabon. The answer is ha'ol v'nira teichay kebaroi. Since it's, they're clear, so the inside and the outside are not so obvious to people sometimes. So therefore, there was you could in people's minds the outside and the inside of the kli skulchas are not as obvious as the outside and the inside of the kli. Therefore, they put it in tuma migabon also. Rashi says, "Kanech, people perceive this as toich, not as gav." I'm not sure exactly understand that, but that's the idea.
Would that apply to
Klein Nesser? We're also opaque, so that's why there's not makabel tuma migabon. They're like klicheres. And once that's true, we don't differentiate in klim tzchuches between opaque, translucent, and transparent. Klitzchuches is migabon also. The klineser was a form of it's an earthenware type of a vessel because it's white as opposed to your brownish color, reddish color. Okay, Rashi on Tesavov and Mabez, bottom Rashi. El miato hel b'shavino kikicheris. If you tell me it's like kikicheris, so it should not be makabel to migabon. It says klineser neser is min adam alavon, it's a type of a white earth, white clay. Mitamen umitamen me'aviron. Me'aviron. Nitlis tuma be'aviron. If the tuma is actually suspended inside of the kli without touching the kli, nitma mina aver. It accepts tuma in its aver. In other words, the way it's perceived in the halacha is we perceive that there's the kli and then there's the airspace inside of the kli. Halacha perceives by kli cheris that the aver is part of the kli. You touch the kli when you touch the aver. The kli cheris is not the walls, it's the whole area inside is the kli, therefore you put it tuma in it, it accepts tuma. You put something else in it, it receives tuma. It's not a two step. It's not like the avar is not a step down from the kli. The avar is the kli. There's the ragachaver of mazut because the whole mile of the kli cheres, because it's not choshev, the whole mile of the kli cheres is its avar that it can hold something. That's why shmirasan is mitarasan. And but not putting it in the mikvah. He says interesting concept. Give me 1 minute. We're not going to finish Rashi's today anyway. He says every kli says that the final kli is the kli itself, and the function is like he calls it chaimer and surah. Like there's the chaimer, then there's the surah. Which so putting something in the mikvah is the idea of burying it. You know, you've ended that life and you start a new life and you take it out. That's the idea of mikvah. A person goes to the mikvah. Mikvah is you put into the ground. We can't go into the ground. We can go into the water, which is part of mechubar the character. It's like that life ended, and now a new life. So the old life, it was tamei. The new life, it's tor. It's starting fresh. So you end something, and you're starting again a second time. That's how tumah is removed. Because tumah wasn't intrinsic in the item, because the item is. It's the item, and it's you can separate the item and the function of the item in a certain sense. So the tumah is on the function, not on the item. Since klicheres, all it has is the function. So how you say, we'll put the item in, we'll take it out, and its function ended. It's like the function starts. There's no, all it has is function. It doesn't have a chashivas to the walls itself. The whole chashivas is the kibbutz. So you can't separate the tzura and the chaymer, he says. He says so the whole yisod of tefillah is to be able to separate the tzura and the chaymer of the chaymer of the item and the tzura that which is imposed upon it. You can bittel mikvah is a bittel and tzura, not a bittel and chaymer. The chaymer doesn't end; the tzura ends. Like that function ended. I'm using terms which I should explain. Karma and Surah. Okay, Karma is the materials, and Surah is function. So, you take mud and you make it into a brick, so the mud is the Karma. Now it's a brick, it has a function. A brick is the material, it makes it into a wall. It's Surah. The wall is the Karma, is the materials. The house which it builds is the Surah. You can keep layering Surah and Karma. So this thing, that function ended when you put it into the ground. The karma is still there, the function ended, and now it gets a new function when it comes out. It's like starting over again. Kli Karet doesn't have two parts to it, he says. All it has is just what it can hold. It has no chasivas to the, you can't separate the two. So the only way, if you're mevatel, you're mevatel. It says, and therefore it's mekabel tum me'aver, because the aver is the kli. That's a fascinating thought process. I have to digest that. I can't give you an answer on the spot. Let me think about that. Okay, let's finish off this Rashi at least. Now, because of Tola Oichlin ba'aviron, mitamin es oichlin. If you hang food now into the avir, you took the sheretz out. So, but it's tame. Now you put food into the kli. So it's mitamin the food. As long as it's inside of it, it's tummy. Even if whatever's inside. So how do we know that's pshat in the pasuk? You filled it up with chardol seeds. So chardol seeds are minute mustard seeds. Shein ugeya b'taf noisav, they didn't touch. But it says whatever's inside is tummy. You see, you don't have to touch to be tummy. The ones that are touching are the wall, ones near the wall. It's full of thousands and thousands of mustard seeds, and they're all tummy. What's making a tummy? Didn't touch the wall. You start counting, so the keli is an is so rishon sheni. That's it. Why are they all tummy? Teres says the avris matame. Hey, you put mustard seeds into a kli matzis, the ones that touch the wall will be tummy. The rest are tor. Okay. Hold it.